家好，欢迎收听今天的早安英文，我是卡拉。
And I'm Joseph. So, Cara, what's the topic that you are thinking about today?
因为我昨天被问到一个问题啊，就是说你觉得人生中最重要的，你会是你看最重要的东西是什么？然后呢，我心里面也想说家庭、朋友、工作。所以今天呢，我们聊一聊 something about friends. Okay.
Okay, like, do I have any?
I don't know. Do you?
Of course, I have friends.
You hesitated.
Is it about how many friends I have?
No. Just different kinds of friends, and how do we describe them in English?
Wow. So you mean just like.Friends, that's a very big idea to try and teach in only 5 or 7 minutes.
But we're not going to dig deep.
Oh, okay.
大致上聊一聊不同种类的朋友用英文要怎么讲。那当然如果你想要对照笔记来听的话呢，我们也非常贴心的帮大家考虑到了啊。你只需要到我们的微信搜索早安英文，回复笔记两个字就可以免费的拿到我们为大家整理的对应文字版本笔记了。那my first example, what is a fair weather friend?
Oh, okay. So a fair weather friend is a person who is only around you or friendly to you when they need your help.
Also, if you have a problem, they may not help you.
Exactly. Hence the name fair weather. Fair means clear or calm, so if there's any trouble, then they are busy.
They're busy.
Yeah.
要打一个引号。因为这个 fair weather 是晴朗天气、好天气。那在这个短语里面呢，其实它就比喻顺境。所以 fair weather friend 就是指那种能同甘却不能共苦的朋友。你可以理解成酒肉朋友。
So did I ever mention to you previously that this is how I hear the meaning of the English adage, a friend in need is a friend indeed?
Oh, I was thinking about this one just now. 所以和 fair weather 刚好相反的呢，就是出了事儿还能陪在你身边的。我们讲患难见真情。见真情嘛，那英文呢就是说 a friend in need is a friend indeed. 那不过这里需要注意的是 indeed 是说in need 是 when you are in need,
right.
in need 对，所以它听起来啊，乍一听好像有点反过来的感觉，所以其实呢是说在你需要的时候依然还在你身边的一个 friend 才是一个 friend indeed, 一个真正的朋友。
So since we're talking about different kinds of friends and you had fair weather friend, what about lady friend? Have you heard this one before?
Lady friend, you mean like a man who has a lot of female friends?
Not exactly. If you refer to someone as your lady friend, then it's kind of like a not a serious open relationship girlfriend.
Oh, you mean like mistress?
It could be. If you're in a serious relationship, yeah, your lady friend would be the other girl.
所以这个 lady friend 它的意思，因为我乍一听我感觉它像是妇女之友，但其实它不是，它指的是 mistress, 也就是情妇小三儿，这是我们口语里边讲的比较多的。那既然有 lady friend, 有没有 gentleman friend?
Yeah, a woman who has a friend like this, that would be a gentleman friend.
所以情妇呢就是 lady friend, 情夫呢就是 gentleman friend. 那给大家造一个句子啊，比如说你可以讲actually Olivia is not his wife, she is his lady friend. 她不是他老婆，其实是他的小三儿。
And in these situations, you can use the verb two-timing. It means cheating.
Two-timing? How do you use it in a sentence?
So in your example sentence, you said Olivia is not his wife. So you can say he is two-timing his wife with Olivia.
So we just 直接在 two-time 后面加这个人就好了 two-time someone.
But if you are in a relationship and you have some other friend who is always wanting to hang out with you and never lets you and your boyfriend...or girlfriend spend time alone with you, then you can call this other friend a third wheel.
这个呢也还挺讨厌的，比 lady friend 差一点吧。这个 third wheel 不是第三个轮子啊，而是电灯泡的意思。因为你想一下，作为那种两个轮子的那种交通工具而言，第三个轮子是不是有点多余呢？所以多余的那一个就和电灯泡有相似之处啊。所以呢 third wheel 就是电灯泡。 I don't want to be the third wheel.
So the last one that I wanted to mention is maybe a word that I know that you know, but you don't know the other meaning.
有点绕啊，就是一个非常非常熟悉的词，但是呢，它有两个不同的意思，算是有两个不同的意思。来，另外一个意思呢，大家可能不太熟。So the word is
friendly.
Friendly, 大家都知道它是友好的意思，但是 what is the other meaning?
Okay, well, the other meaning would be maybe someone who is a little bit too friendly, a little bit too nice, a little bit too flirty.
Flirty, 就是如果说你用这个 friendly, 当然你要用一种特别的表情和语气去讲它的时候呢，它可以表示过于热情，过于亲近，以至于有点 flirty, 就是有点调情的意味在里边了。所以比如说
So maybe third wheel idea again. Maybe the third person that's always hanging out with you, you don't like that person because they're a little bit too friendly with your boyfriend or girlfriend.
然后你就可以去讲他说 Aren't you a little too friendly with my boyfriend?
Or why are you always with us? You're a little bit too friendly around my girlfriend.
对, 对就是 你是不是对我的女朋友好像有点太殷勤了就是有点调情的意味在里边。所以 friendly 这个词呢它也可以表示这样一个意思啊。好那今天这一期节目呢我们就和大家聊到这里了。最后我是卡拉。
And I'm Joseph.
我们下期节目再见。拜拜。
拜。